Like I say, we're glad to be back.
House of the Lord this morning. Glad to see each and every one of you is able to come. Just ask you to remember us, pray for us. If you want to read with us this morning, we're going to read some out of the book of St. Luke. I believe it is the 12th chapter. Then we're going to read a few verses out of the 21st chapter of the book of Revelation. St. Luke. St. Luke 12th chapter, we're going to start with the 16th verse. And he spake a parable unto them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits. He said, this will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater. And there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. 21st chapter of the book of Revelation. I'm going to start with the fifth verse. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. There came unto me one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, talked with me, saying, come hither, I will shew thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. Now, maybe correct the reading. That's reading a portion out of the 12th chapter of the book of St. Luke, and also a little out of the 21st chapter of the book of Revelation. We'll Just ask that you'd pray for us this morning. Just a little bit. That we might be able to get ourselves out of the way and just do that, that we feel the Lord has laid on our hearts. There's a good bit to be said about both these scriptures, just to be honest with you, but nonetheless, we've got a little thought, and we'll try to keep ourselves out of the way and just allow the Lord to have His way in the service today. Nothing that I've read to you this morning is new, and you've probably heard it. You've probably heard it preached on, no doubt, down through the time. But the Scripture says, and I'm going to start here in the 12th chapter of the book of St. Luke, and talks about a rich man, talks about a man that looked out upon on his fields, and his fields was going to bring forth plenty according to what he saw. And he looked and he knowed that he did not have room enough to bestow his goods. And he said, I know what I'll do. I'll pull my barns down and I'll build me greater barns. And then I'll say unto my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto this man, Now think about that. This man, no doubt was happy. No doubt was a pleasant feeling that he had much goods laid up, and it looked like that he had plenty, and brethren bestowed, and that he wouldn't have to worry about the crops and what was being brought in. And the Scripture says that, and I want you to realize this day, brethren, that most men and women alike are trying to satisfy the soul. They're trying their best to satisfy that of the soul. And brethren, it ain't altogether that fleshly desire. It is that fleshly desire, but the end result, my friend, is they're trying to satisfy the soul. And the soul cannot be satisfied, brethren, with goods. It can't do it. It never will. There's something, my friend, that Christ done for the man and his soul. Brethren, that's the only thing and the only remedy we have for the soul is the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's all we've got. Brethren, that's all we can think, brethren, in this world that'll ever satisfy that of the soul is that Christ has done for us. Now I want you to think about something. Brethren, if you're trying to satisfy the soul with earthly things, brethren, you're headed for destruction. Yes, you are. Soul, thou hast much goods laid up. Eat, drink, and be merry. Brethren, that's all well and good, but God said something else. But God said, thou fool, this night is thy soul required of thee. And whose shall these things be that thou hast provided? Think about it. That ain't all he said. God said your soul gonna be required. Brethren, what satisfaction do you have in your soul this morning? It's a serious question. There's things he said here. He said, who's these things going to be that you've provided? Listen, it says, so is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. So is he. Brethren, it doesn't matter. You can put any name you want to put in there, but brethren, you'll wind up just like this man. If you're not rich toward God today. So, take thine ease. So, brethren, he had everything planned. He had everything took care of except that of the soul. He satisfied his riches. He satisfied his wants and his needs and all he could see. Brethren, it was all good. But his soul needed something. Brethren, the soul of man, listen to me. That's what God will require of you today. Yes, it is. These things, brethren, that people think so satisfy the soul. These people that's doing things in this world, and it ain't, listen to me, it ain't just the world. Brethren, there's a lot of church members, thank God, that's under the impression that if they own a lot, their soul is all right. It don't work that way. It don't work that way. These two things, my friend, it don't work that way. Just because you poor and don't have a dime, my friend, don't mean you going to heaven. You hear me? My friend, so is, he says here, such are they that are not rich toward God. Brother, got nothing to do with what you own. Amen. Yes, sir. These people round about, thanks, my friend, because they've got a lot. Well, yes, because they've got a lot, my friend, that they're okay. But, brethren, your soul needs something that money can't buy. And, my friend, the things of this world can't buy them. It takes the blood today. It took the blood. And the blood's been given. Yes, sir. The blood's been given. Thank God Jesus loves you. Yes, he does. Had he not loved you, my friend, he wouldn't have come. No, sir. But God gave his only begotten son. His only. Think about it for just a minute. You say, preacher, you're one of them gloom and doom preachers. My friend, I'll tell you something. My friend, get your heart right. Brother, you see how good God can be to you today. God's rich. Do you know that? God's rich. Yes, sir. He's rich. Thank God he's rich. And that ain't all, my friend. He has an endless supply. Yes, sir. Endless. Endless. Brother, there's no end. Thank God to what God can do for a person that'll give their soul unto him. No, sir. God loves you. Yes, he does. This, my friend, I'll be quite frank with you. Brethren, this man is just like a lot of men and women in this world. I have to say that sometimes. I forget, my friend, about the woman. But the truth of it is, it makes no difference what you are. And my friend, brethren, God, He died, brethren, for you. Why wouldn't you accept what He done? Why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you receive what He done? Brethren, there's some people that's gonna be surprised, I'm afraid. Gonna be surprised. You say, preacher, not so. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. These folks, my friend, that's doing a lot of good. A lot of good things in this world. My friend, they're doing a lot of good things in this world, and they gonna wind up just like the wicked because of their soul, my friend. The rich man, did he not lift his eyes in hell, being in torment? You go back and read, and I think I'm right, it's not a parable. I've had people tell me this and that and that. One fella spoke up one day and he said, that's a parable. I said, go and read it. go and read it. It's not a parable. And my friend, there was a certain rich man. Thank God. And there was, my friend, a blind man left at his gate. Poor man. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Brethren, he didn't as much as give a crumb to the poor man. You know what the problem of that rich man was? He had no mercy. He showed no mercy. Can I say this? He received no mercy. No, sir. He received none. When he died, brothers, he lifted his eyes in hell, being in torment. It's what the scripture says, being in torment, being on fire. You say, preacher, why didn't you come back with a good honey message? Well, I saw a lot of honey. Yes, I did. Thank God. There's a lot of good, my friend, in this world. But there's a lot of people, brother, satisfying the wrong thing. Yes, they are. Brethren, everybody ain't going to heaven. I wish I could say that everybody was, but everybody ain't going to heaven. You say, preacher, he paid the price. He did, but it ain't everybody that's received. No, sir, it ain't everybody that's believed. My friend, it ain't everybody that's give their all to Jesus. Thank God that's what it takes. There's things, my friend, there's things about you, brethren, that you may not realize that your soul already knows. Your soul, man, the Bible says when God breathed into Adam's nostrils, that he became a living soul. My friend, prior to that, he was nothing, just an old lump of clay. Yes, sir. Just clay, just dust. Out of the dust, my friend, was he made. Was he not? Out of the dust. But when God breathed into his nostrils, he became a living soul. And brethren, that living soul, my friend, had some attitudes and attributes just like God himself. Yes, sir. Preacher, not so. Let us make man in our own image. Thank God that's exactly what happened. You say, preacher, you sure about that? I'm sure about that. I believe that. Can I say that? I believe that. I believe that's what this scripture teaches, my friend. I most certainly do. Hey, a lot of folks don't believe hardly nothing of this. My friend, does it make it in any less effect? My friend, it's still the Word of God. It'll still stand whether you believe it or not. Yes, sir. There's some things, there's some serious things. There's some things that this scripture tells us about. My friend, that's going to take place. Yes, sir. The soul of man is going to live forever. You know that. The soul of man. It doesn't make no difference whether you're saved or whether you're lost. That soul is going to live on. Yes, sir. Somewhere. Somewhere that choice is going to become yours. That choice is going to become yours today. Yes, it is. There's a lot of folks, my friend, done made that choice. Yes, sir. These folks, my friend, that's already sealed. Thank God. The Bible teaches us that we are sealed by the Holy Ghost until the day of redemption. Is that not right? Yes, sir. There's some folks, my friend, that's sealed. There's some folks you may not realize that are doomed. Yes, sir. You say, preacher, not so. Well, my friend, if the Holy Ghost can seal a soul, my friend, yes, sir, why couldn't it be that you've made the decision, brother, not to believe in God? If you died right now, where would you go? This man, he had plans. But he did not plan on dying that night. Do you know that? He did not. He didn't have plans, my friend, to die that night. Probably me or you, either one, got no plans of dying today. Do you know that? Yes, sir. There's not anything wrong with that. But, brethren, you better be prepared. You better be ready. Yes, sir, that soul better be ready. It could be just any time. Could it not? There's things, my friend. I preached a funeral a few years back. My friend, this man was having surgery. And supposedly it wasn't, brethren, the type of surgery that you had to worry a whole lot about, but there's always a worry. But I believe he is worried. I believe he is concerned. He is going in the hospital and they're going to do it this day. Well, he went in the hospital. Before that, before he ever went in, he dropped by the house, wanted to talk to me. And brethren, he brought it up. He was concerned about this surgery. That's about all he'd say. He'd just concerned, you know, I'm having surgery. And I said, yes, sir. I understand. And then he talked a little bit about it. I probably didn't pick up on how concerned he was. But brethren, he was in the hospital, supposed to have surgery. Went by over to see him, and he didn't have surgery. His doctor got sick. Didn't have surgery that day. And he said, you know, he said, I got a good mind just to go back home. That's what, and he, in his mindset, that's where he was going. His wife was sitting there and she said, well, you know, they said they was going to do it tomorrow, doesn't give you the time and whatsoever. And he said, yeah, but I still got a good mind to go back home. Go back home. Well, on tomorrow, he had the surgery. And brethren, he didn't go home. You hear me? Alive. He didn't go home. He was concerned. Yes, sir, he was concerned. The Lord gave me a message, and I never will forget it, at his funeral. His name was Kerry. Now, I preached his funeral, and I preached what the Lord gave me, and I said, not as planned. Not as planned. Doctors even told him, well, this many days and you'll be going back home and everything's going to be all right. Listen, not as planned. Not as planned. It didn't happen. Listen, folks, that's reality. Yes, sir, that's reality. There's a lot of good news that comes out of a lot of things, but then there's a lot, my friend, that goes the other way. Brethren and people that know the Lord. I'm not talking about somebody that didn't know Him. You hear me? Brethren, but it didn't go as planned. He had planned. Hadn't been long. He had retired. He had plans. He did. Had plans on doing things. And brethren, I want you to know His plans and God's plans became two different things. Yes, they did. I don't know about you. I really don't this morning, but I'll tell you, there's none of us, my friend, planning on being in the hospital in the morning. Do you know that? Maybe you are. I don't know. Maybe you say, preaching, you're scaring me to death. Brethren, it ain't to be scared, my friend. It ain't to be afraid of. It's just to be prepared. Thank God, come what may. You don't know. You don't know. You don't know what's going to happen. No, you don't. You don't know what's going to take place. There's things, my friend, that God absolutely, brethren, wants to help me and you with. There is. There's things that God will help us with. I'm going to be honest with you. Brethren, we're going to have to show. Brethren, we've got some riches toward Him. We're going to have to show some things. Yes, sir, as we go down this journey. Preacher, I don't believe that. You can believe what you want to. But I'll be quite frank with you, my friend. God likes to hear from His. Yes, sir. He likes to hear from us every now and again. Yes, He does. He likes to know what's on our mind. Well, preacher, He already knows. He does. He does. But thank God, don't you think He likes to hear from you every now and again? He does. Think about it. I'm going to go just a little bit further and just a little bit deeper. You say, preacher, I don't like this message. You know why a lot of folks don't like certain messages? It's because that they are accountable between them and the Lord. Accountable. Yes, sir. Accountable. My friend, you know without a shadow of a doubt, this morning, brethren, that God's going to require your soul from you. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. 21st chapter of the book of Revelation. Brethren, this to me is a wonderful chapter. It is. It's a wonderful chapter. It tells us, my friend, about that holy city, New Jerusalem. Yes, sir, and I'm going to go ahead and say it. No, I ain't waiting for it. Out yonder. According to John, he said it come down. And then he went on to say that the tabernacle of God is with men. Read it. I'm not telling you no fairy tale. Brethren, I'm not telling you something that ain't true. Brethren, He's come. Brethren, that He's dwelling. Brethren, with His people. Brethren, in the church today. Amen. Yes, He is. Brethren, you go down from the 10th verse, I believe it is. The 10th verse. No, the 9th verse. You go from the 9th verse throughout the rest of that chapter. I'm not going to get there. I'm not going to get on that. Lord, help me this morning. I'd like for you to see, my friend, what the Scripture says. Brethren, it doesn't make no difference whatever Tom, Dick, and Harry are saying, or brother so-and-so, or doctor so-and-so. Brethren, it doesn't matter.
matter. Brother, the Word of God matters. Yes, sir. There's some things in here, brethren, that this you need to take hold of. Yes, sir. You go to the 6th chapter, I believe it is, of the 2nd Corinthians. If I'm not mistaken, the 6th chapter of the 2nd Corinthians. And brethren, you'll find some scripture in there, my friend, that'll tell you just a little bit more about how good God is. Just how good God is. Brethren, there's things that all of us have been guilty of one time or another. But brother, now things are different. Didn't they sing a song about being different this morning? Huh? Oh, they're different. They're different. How'd they become different? They become different when He put His blood on my soul. Yes, sir. Preacher, I don't understand how that works. You don't have to understand how that works. Brethren, you just have to understand it will work. Thank God, God loves you this morning. How sad. I'll tell you this. I read it to you. And He that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And He said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. Write, because these words are true and faithful. And He said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. Freely. I'll freely give him a drink of life. Huh? I'll freely give him, my friend, of the fountain of the water of life. Thank God there's a fountain. Yes, sir. There's a fountain flowing. Yes, they are. Listen. He that overcometh shall inherit all things. All things. He that overcometh shall inherit all things. And I will be his God, and he shall be my son. My son. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. And write, these are truthful sayings. These are faithful sayings. And when he wrote, thank God, he said, He that overcometh, I'll give him everything. All I've done, I'll give him. Is that what he said? All things. Yes, sir. And he shall be my son. Huh? Now, how good's that? Huh? If you overcome, thank God, if you know the Lord as your personal Savior. If the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has been applied to you, brethren, you've got all today. Yes, you have. Thank God. Listen, but the fearful, but the fearful. Are you fearful? Are you fearful for your life? Are you? There's things, my friend, that I got rid of when I got saved. This song that we call Amazing Grace, my friend, there's something in that song. If you listen to it, my friend, it'll show you and tell you just exactly what the Lord's done for you. Grace. Amazing grace. One person said, my friend, in other words, you ain't worthy of it, but I'm going to give it to you anyway. Yes, sir. One person said, God's riches at Christ's expense. Think about that. It cost Christ His life to give you life. Yes, it did. Yes, it did. But the fearful. But grace taught my heart to fear. And grace, my fears relieved. The night I got saved, I didn't understand amazing grace. I didn't. When I was in the pew, my friend, you won't know who I was. I was fearful. Yes, sir. I was fearful. I was fearful that I'd die in the condition I was in. Brethren, that's being fearful. I'm talking about I was afraid it was going to happen. Yes, sir. And the fact of it is, I felt deep in my soul. I felt like this was my last opportunity. I did. You might not have believed it, but thank God I did. I did. I did. I thought, my friend, if I didn't go tonight, it's over. That's just what I thought, what I felt. I was fearful. Listen. But the fearful. Do you know there's a lot of folks still living in that fearful state? They are. There's folks that'll tell you they know they're not where they ought to be. Now, I'm going to tell you something. If they're living in that condition, they're in a fearful state. Gotta be. Gotta be. If they know that they're living, my friend, and they're not where they ought to be, you say, preacher, I don't understand that. Well, I've talked to hundreds of them. I've talked to hundreds upon hundreds. Yes, sir. Of people, my friend, that knows, but yet they're not doing anything. They're in a fearful state. And unbelieving. And unbelieving. Preacher, everybody believes, not everybody. You mean there's people that don't believe? Sure, there's people that don't believe. The world's full of them. Yes, it is. Some of them's proud of it. Some of them don't think nothing about. I've got an uncle. And I might have told this before, years ago, my friend. Now, he was rough. He was rough for years, years on end. He was rough. Lived a rough life. His wife had about enough of it one night. She shot him. At that point in his life, he had made the statement he didn't believe in God. And her answer to him says, who'd you call on night I shot you? Huh? And she did. She shot him through. Went through the arm. Hit his belt buckle. Huh? Hit his belt. He didn't know it. Hit his belt buckle. Listen. She said, who did you call on when I shot you? Yeah. Get out and talk to him. He didn't believe in God. Huh? When he had a need, huh? He called out on a God. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You say, preacher, you ought not tell things like, it's my family. I can tell all I want to about them. Yes, sir. They know it. They know it's the truth. Yes, they do. But listen. Listen. There's a lot of folks living in an unbelieving state. Yes, they are. Unbelieving. Brethren, and the unbelieving, the fearful and the unbelieving, we've got two. Yes, sir, we've got two. I don't know you this morning. I don't know exactly where you stand. You say, preacher, you know us. Brethren, the truth of it is, and this is the real truth. My friend,
I could sit next to you, I could live next to you and never know exactly what's in that heart. I can get some pretty good indicators, but as far as knowing exactly, I never will know. Yes, sir. You say, preacher, Elaine, you can't do that. You can do that. You can do that. You don't know what's on people's mind. You don't know what's in their heart. You don't know. Why, preacher, surely you've lived with somebody long enough, you ought to know them. I know them, but I don't know exactly what they're thinking and doing right at this moment. Now tell me, unbelieving and the abominable. The abominable. These folks, my friend, that have forgotten about the abominable. Absolutely abominable. You say, preacher, why does the scripture get into detail on this? There's a reason. But the fearful and the unbelieving and the abominable. Brethren, these folks that are abominable, do you know that? There's folks that's living in an abominable state. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I don't know. I think of this every now and again. I listened to a good bit years ago. Listened to the testimony of a man that had a daughter that was killed in the Columbine shooting. Years ago. And one of the three that was doing the shooting had made a mention that he was going to start a chain reaction. He is going to start a chain reaction. One of the three shooters. This man lost his daughter. Now, I couldn't tell you a whole lot, my friend, about his daughter, and I can't tell you a whole lot about him. But I'll be quite frank with you, his testimony touched me in such a manner, brethren, that I wanted to listen to it a little more and see what he had on his mind. He said his daughter was a Christian. Was a Christian. Yes, sir. He said, and they was things. He went on through the things and he told about things and scripture and different things that she had said and done and even left with them. He had no clue that he'd be talking about them. He had no clue. But he said about this, that man that was going to start a shooting and it started a chain reaction. He said it started one, but it started in a different direction. Glory. Glory. This man, brethren, made it his sole purpose to let young people know, brother, there's a better way of living. There's a Christian way. Yes, sir. A Christian way. They are people that are abominable. They was people in that day that were abominable. Yes, sir. Now, the abomination that maketh desolation. How many of you heard about that? These folks, my friend, they get all kinds of clues. Yes, sir. But the abomination that maketh desolate, my friend, has already come to pass. And it's already happened. And I ain't got time to get into all that. That's not what I'm preaching on. I want you to listen this morning, and I want you to know without a shadow of a doubt, my friend, whatever state you're in, your soul's going to be required of you. Yes, it is. But brethren, there's a penalty. There's a penalty if you don't believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. There's a penalty, my friend, if you ain't got the blood applied to your heart. There's a penalty. There's a different group. Do you know that? There's a different group. We talk about, we know all this. Listen, the fearful, the abominable,
and the unbelieving. And the abominable and murderers. And murderers. You say, preacher, we know there ain't no murderer going to go to heaven. Well, if he goes to heaven, he won't be no murderer. You know that? I've heard people tell, brethren, that a murderer couldn't be saved. What kind of murder are you talking about? Well, one that shot somebody, one that killed somebody, one somebody took somebody else's life. You know what I'm talking about. Have any of you ever read the fact, my friend, that him that talks about his brother or his sister? Yes, sir. That talks evil about them or talks about them. My friend, did you know the same is a murderer and a thief? Preacher, that ain't right. That's what the book says. Think about it. Brother, you can kill somebody with the tongue you have in your mouth. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. And you may not have it. You may not have it, my friend, but some of them it'll absolutely kill. Yes, sir. It'll absolutely kill them. Preacher, you're just wrong. Well, I didn't write this. Did you? I didn't write it. And whoremongers. Did you know there's a lot of times that we don't have a problem with telling people that certain people ain't going to make it to heaven? I'm going to tell you something, and I want you to listen real good. There's a lot of moral people that ain't going to heaven. Well, preacher, they got some morals about them, yeah? They got some morals about them. But their soul. What about their soul? Well, I think it would be okay. How's it going to be okay? It's got to have the blood. Does it not? And I'll tell you this much, brethren. If you know a good moral person, and they've been that way all their life, if they ever get saved, brethren, there'll be a change in their life. Yes, they will. I promise you. I know for a fact. Yes, sir. Listen. Whoremongers. Did you know the children of Israel, what was read this morning? Third chapter of the book of Jeremiah, was it not? Didn't they play the harlot under every green tree? Yeah. Didn't they? He wasn't talking about a person, folks. He was talking about the whole house of Israel. Yes, he was. Even when he talked about the man that the woman left the man left the woman, all such as that. He's talking about the children of Israel. Yes, he was. Now listen to me. They played the harlot. They played just as a whore. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The children of Israel. Preacher, you can't preach that. Brother, the book's full of it. He didn't leave it out, my friend. But listen. Listen. Individually, whoremonger. He's in this tally also. Understand. Understand your soul will be required of you. You say, preacher, I ain't never coming back. I got news for you. There's a God that loves you. There is. There's one, thank God, that gave his life for him. Yes, he did. All you need to do is believe upon him with your whole heart, soul, mind, and strength. It'll take it all. If you ever believe in the Lord, it'll take all you've got.
Yes, it will. Yes, it will. Let me finish. And sorcerers. Sorcerers. We got any sorcerers today? Oh. It's a surprise. It's a surprise, people, my friend, that believes in all this sorcery. Huh? And practices it. Yes, sir. Oh, preacher, ain't no such thing these days. Well, you're blind. You're just blind. You're just blind. Sorcerers. He named some people here. He named some people, every one of these. Every one of these. Now, if you're an overcomer, you've got all that he's got. But if you wind up in this crowd or on this list, listen, folks, you ain't getting nothing. You ain't getting nothing. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. The only good graces of God, my friend, you'll ever know is in this life. Yes, sir. The only best things that you'll ever know in this life. Now, we could get down individually and talk about some of these. I don't feel it necessary. Sorcerers and idolaters. Idolaters. Now, there's a lot of things, my friend, that the Lord hates. Actually, there's six things. He said there are six things, and he said seven are abomination. Is that not what he said? That's what he said. Six things he hated, and seven are an abomination unto him. Think about it. Think about it. Where's your soul this morning? Where's your soul? Soul, take thine ease. Eat, drink, and be merry. For thou hast much goods laid up for thee. Huh? Thou hast much goods laid up for thee. Idolaters. Time wouldn't permit me to talk about idolatry. You won't know what the Lord thinks about idolatry? Very first one, and the second one goes along with it. Very first one. Thou shalt have what? No. No. Zero. No other gods before me. And thou shalt make unto thee no graven images. Is that not what he said? There's folks, you know, we're real good. We're real good in this day and time that we live in. Brethren, we don't have to put one on the shelf somewhere. We got one on the shelf right there. Yes, sir. That's what, Lord help me, one day I'd like to preach on the mind. I'm honest. One day, you'd be surprised. You'd be surprised, my friend, how much the mind has to do with your state of being. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Let me go on. Idolatry. I could go on and on. The Word of God's full of it. You can just read about anywhere you want to read, my friend, and you'll find out about idolatry. Yes, you will. Listen. And all, he didn't say some, and all liars. Liars? Did I hear that right? And all liars. Think about it. Do you know they some folks has lied to themselves? Preacher, that's the craziest thing I've ever heard. You think about it. Think about it. All liars. Now this is where they come in at. Fearful, unbelieving, abominable, murderers, whoremongers, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars. He named 8 different things. He told us about the overcomers and everything that we'd get. And then he comes down, and you know, I can't help but to believe. Now, these verses, to me, seem like they don't fit in this chapter. To me. He tells us about New Jerusalem coming down. And then he tells us about the beauty of the church and all that. But he's got a couple of verses in here. And then again, it probably does make sense. You ain't going. You ain't going with us. You hear me? You ain't going to make it. You ain't going to make it. You're in a different group. It's sad. It's sad to think, my friend, that we're living in a society in the day that we're living. And we have so many people that fall under these categories. So many. It's sad. This is what they have to look toward. For they, listen, shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death, which is the second death. Come get a verse of a song. I don't know your heart this morning. I really don't.